Welcome to another sermon podcast from Central Presbyterian Church in Atlanta, Georgia. This episode will feature a sermon delivered by the Reverend Gary Charles. His sermon is entitled, A Parent's Love, and is based on scripture from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. Hear now from the sanctuary of Central Presbyterian Church on the 8th of May, 2016, the seventh Sunday of Easter, the Reverend Gary Charles.
In the last days of Jesus' ministry with his disciples, he was gathered and he shared these words. I ask not only on the behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, in me, and I in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, so that they may be one as we are one. I and them, and you and me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you've loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Holy wisdom, holy word. Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, who is our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Some spoke Creole, some spoke French, some spoke English with accents from Ohio to the Deep South. The bishop of the Episcopal Church in Haiti was in full vestments, carrying his shepherd's crook and wearing a very impressive mitre. Hundreds of Haitians, along with those of us from the U.S., sang our way in procession to the front of the new church built in Trujac. It was adorned with balloons and a red ribbon that stretched across the front of the door. Young women were dressed in sparkling white wedding-like dresses, preparing for baptism and confirmation, while young men wore black slacks and white shirt and sporting black bow ties. We processed behind the bishop to the entrance of the church, built by Haitians in memory of two deceased central members, Howard and Margaret Montgomery. So many things divided us last Sunday as we walked in that procession. Some of us had credit cards, a passport, and some cash in our pockets. Some will never have a credit card or a passport or cash in any pocket. Some had traveled across the globe for pleasure and on business. Most there will never leave the village of Trujac and certainly not off the island of Laganav. Many spent the majority of each day in search of clean water for the day, while many find clean water whenever they turn on the tap. As the bishop cut the ribbon, and the church filled to overflowing with curious faces looking through every window and door, our differences started to seem far less significant. As some of us sang familiar hymns in English while others sang in Creole, and as we uttered the Lord's Prayer in different languages, even so we were all fed from the same table of grace. And what divided us diminished even more, and what united us rose to the surface. Early on in the day, we greeted Monsieur and Madame Bellegarde. The best way I can describe these two people is that they are the Haitian embodiment of Howard and Margaret. Several years ago, Janelle and I stood with Monsieur Bellegarde on the rebar and weeds outline of a church that was never built. When asked of the greatest need in the village, the answer came quickly and definitively. The greatest need was not clean water, though that need is great. The greatest need was not food or books or teachers or medical attention, though all those needs are almost overwhelming. Smiling a broad, confident smile, reminiscent of the smiles that greeted every visitor who came through those doors, by Howard and Margaret, Monsieur Bellegarde answered, "Pastor, we need a church." Well, being a pastor, I had a certain affinity for that response. Of course the village needs a church, but looking around the village and all of the needs, I began to wonder if that response was more his saying what he thought a pastor would want him to say. Great needs were everywhere. But Monsieur Bellegarde says, "We need a church." Last Sunday, watching a joyous procession of people who had hiked several hours to be there, and turning the corner to see the new church of Saint Jacques and Saint Philippe in Trujac, a church with doors open not only to let in the breeze, but also open to all who want to taste the goodness of God, I finally understood the greater wisdom of my Haitian friend. Almost 3 years later, I was able to climb out of the forest of all that is lacking in Haiti to see the majestic trees of the abundance of God in Trujac, manifest in this new church, this new temple. Last Sunday, I was able to see that this new structure is far more than a gathering place to worship whenever a priest can make the incredibly tough hike up the mountain to be there. This church is a community center, a job training center, an educational center, a place of refuge from hurricanes and storms. This new church stands as a visual testimony to some of the last words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. "The glory you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are." Listen to Jesus speak to his disciples in John's gospel, and it is a chorus of "that they may be one." Jesus was no fool. He knew how often people are distinguished or distinguish themselves based upon their differences. He knew how often people hold on to their differences like well-earned trophies. He had listened to his disciples fight over who is first, who should be afforded more respect because of their job title, who should get an express pass to heaven because of their exemplary Christian service. Jesus would have none of that hierarchical nonsense among his followers. Jesus prays to God, asking not that every person know their place and keep in it, but that all his children be one and live into that non-hierarchical unity. In some grace-filled ways, my short time in Haiti gave me a much clearer vision of my prayer for Central as Janelle and I prepare to move to Virginia. It's not a new prayer. It's a prayer that guided the lives of Howard and Margaret, and it guides the lives of Madame and Monsieur Bellegarde in the tiny village of Trujac. It's a prayer that inspired some of the last words of Jesus to his closest friends, his disciples, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. It's not only a prayer, it's a calling. For every Christian and every church, it's the prayer and calling that I trust will guide the ruling elders soon to be ordained and installed. God's prayer for and call for unity at Central has been this church's holy calling long before anyone ever heard the name Gary Charles, and long after I have left. As you vote to dissolve my pastoral relationship with Central, it's only natural to wonder about the transition ahead. What will change when Gary leaves? Will the new interim pastor be someone who helps Central grow and communicate better? Will the session be up to the considerable challenges of leading this congregation during a time of transition? Trust me, I can top every one of your transitional questions with 10 of my own as I look at new calls to ministry. What will bring calm and direction to Central's future and my own is to keep the words of Jesus before us, to remind ourselves again and again that this is the church of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ brings us to unity, even when unity seems like a distant dream. So trust in the words of Jesus whenever you feel discouraged and wonder how unity will ever overcome divisions. Trust in the words of Jesus whenever you lose perspective and let yourself believe that you are in charge of unity. Trust in the words of Jesus, and the bread and cup will become the sacramental reminders that God makes us one. And if God makes us one, then miracles happen. Miracles like the one Beatty and I witnessed last Sunday in that tiny village of Trujac. Miracles happen because God makes them happen. Today and long after today, my prayer for you and me is to trust in the Spirit that brings unity out of division. Live into that unity that Jesus embodies. And in so doing, know the parents' love for us. The parents' love who calls each one of us by name. May it be so. Amen.
We're glad you joined us for this podcast from Central Presbyterian Church. Central is a welcoming congregation of the Presbyterian Church USA, located in downtown Atlanta, across from the state capitol. For more information about the life, work, and ministries of Central Presbyterian, we invite you to visit our website at cpcatlanta.org. We also invite you to join us for worship and Sunday school and experience this exciting and diverse body of believers that seeks to be bearers of God's love and justice in the world. Thanks again for listening.